Greetings, readers! This is the February edition of Library News. The library has a big event coming up at the end of this month, and so today we have some special guests with us to talk about what's happening. The Iowa Regional Braille Challenge, along with a mini Braille Challenge and STEM Fest, will be held on Saturday, February 29th. And we have Karen Cunningham, IMC librarian, Denise Bean, youth librarian, and Tyler Sweat, accessible media specialist here to talk about the day and everything that's involved. So welcome, everyone.
Hi. Hey. Nice to be here, Leslie. Thanks for having us.
So Karen, can you tell us what the Braille Challenge is and a little bit about it?
The Braille Challenge was developed by the Braille Institute, and it's to motivate students to practice and sharpen their Braille literacy skills. And they have grades 1 through 12 are the students that are eligible who are able to read and write Braille. And they're divided into 5 different categories and tested on their Braille skills, such as reading comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, proofreading, and charts and graphs.
Great. So they come here
Yes.
to the department mm-hmm. for the day, and they start in the morning, correct?
Yes. Doors open at 8:30.
Okay.
And the testing periods are 45 minutes. There's going to be 4 tests. For the older students, there's the 4 tests, but for the lower grades, there's just the 3 tests. They don't have the speed and the accuracy.
Okay. Great. So, Denise, there's a mini Braille challenge happening later in the afternoon. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to. How neat it is that we can take our little guys and have them be introduced to the old Braille, the Braille world. But we really dialed it down a lot to fit their understanding of Braille. So what we're going to have them do is they're going to have registration from 12:30 to 1, and then our mini Braille challenge will commence. And it's simple because all they have to do is, now I say all they have to do, but what they will do, and all of you will probably sitting here understand, even putting the paper in the Perkins Brailler can be a bit challenging.
Mm-hmm. It is very challenging.
And they're actually going to learn that skill, and then they're going to learn the Braille alphabet, and they're going to Braille some numbers 1 through 10, and then to top it all off, they will do a bookmark, and they're going to Braille their own name.
Oh, cool.
And then
nice.
They get a shirt. It's going to be so much fun, and just having them feel like they're part of something special that day is pretty neat, too.
Great. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting.
Yeah. Glad to hear about that. So, Tyler, the STEM Fest sounds exciting. Something new this year.
Yeah.
What does that involve? Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, after the Braille Challenge, from 2 to 4, we're doing a STEM Fest. And it's free and it's open to the public. So, you don't have to even be participating in the Braille Challenge to join in. But we have a festival full of different activities and exhibits from companies around Iowa that are exploring, creating, making, just learning about STEM opportunities and just STEM activities in general. And all of the exhibit materials and handouts have been made with universal design in mind, meaning they're accessible and usable by anyone that walks in the door. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Right now we have, I want to say, about 6 official companies registered, and that's without a lot of other people that we know are eventually going to sign up. So
great.
It's definitely it's going to be a fun event.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So when you say public, anybody like in the world?
Anybody. Anybody that wants to walk through the door. Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay.
Anyone's more than welcome. So
they just come and they just say they're here for the STEM Fest, and
yep.
we'll direct them in the,
Absolutely.
The right direction.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, should be a good time.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Can I sign up?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be
Make
here.
A table.
We're all going to be running around
that day.
Like crazy.
Very busy.
It's going to be fun. I love the smiles on everyone's faces, don't you guys?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
The smiles are just, Karen.
See the excitement on the kids' faces.
This will be my first
yes.
Braille challenge,
oh,
too.
Oh, you're going to so love it.
It is such a big deal for these kids.
It is a fun
kids.
Day. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There's an element of energy in the air when they show up and they're carrying their little Perkins Brailler, and they're just all mm-hmm. so radiant and happy and excited and nervous. Super nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the, you know, the middle of the day, they start to soften and loosen up a little bit, and then they're being silly and giggly. But there is a seriousness about the Braille Challenge part when they go up and take their test.
Yes, there is.
They're very serious, and it matters. They worked hard to get there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's fun.
Yeah, and it's fun at the end of the day when they get their awards. And
yes.
they get their trophies, and it's exciting.
I agree.
It means so much to them.
It does.
Mm-hmm. They're walking up to get it, and they're just so, happy and proud. And
their challenge coins that Tyler's working.
Oh, still working on those, yeah.
I've heard it's
wonderful.
I heard it's pretty cool, actually.
It's getting there.
What's, is it top secret? You can't
top
tell
secret.
Us what,
don't tell
we
anybody.
Can't know what
top
it's
secret.
About?
Top secret.
We'll find
it's,
out until February 29th.
So that means that's pretty tempting to even that alone to come and be a part of that day. Just see that.
Yep.
How neat.
Well, thanks, everyone, for talking about the Braille Challenge. Is there any last-minute tidbits or thoughts you want to add? It'll be a fun day, like we've said. So February 29th, starting at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Iowa Center for the Book has announced the titles for 2020's All Iowa Reads. The Iowa Center for the Book has been selecting an adult book for All Iowa Reads for over 15 years. 2 years ago, they expanded the program to include a kid's book and a teen book. The adult selection is The Mothers by Britt Bennett. After her mother's death, high school senior Nadia Turner has an affair with the local pastor's son, Luke Shepherd, and gets pregnant. Nadia's decision not to have the child and the secrets she keeps has a lasting impact on her life. DB86020. The teen selection is a graphic novel titled Hey Kiddo by Jarrett Krososka. Shares the author's upbringing in the family grappling with addiction and how he used art to survive. Available in large print, YALTKRO, and also available in Bridges as an ebook. The kids' selection, The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson. 12-year-old Candace Miller is spending the summer in Lambert, South Carolina, when she finds a mysterious letter that belongs to her grandmother. Candace and her new friend and fellow bookworm Brandon get caught up in solving the puzzle within the promised treasure. DB90528. The Iowa Library for the Blind is working on getting these books in multiple accessible formats.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books on BARD this month. When You Can't Believe Your Eyes, Vision Loss and Personal Recovery, DBC 11619 by Hannah Fairbairn. With special emphasis on the challenges faced by seniors with failing vision, this highly practical how-to focuses on practical, social, and personal recovery for adults who are losing their sight. The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, DB 97337 by Bill O'Reilly. The anchor of The O'Reilly Factor recounts President Trump's childhood, upbringing, and career, and discusses how they forged Trump's worldview. Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Itself, DB 95542, by William W. Lee. Physician-scientist explains the science of healing and prevention, offers strategies for using certain foods to activate the body's defense systems, angiogenesis, regeneration, microbiome, DNA protection, and immunity to fight cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular, neurodegenerative, and autoimmune diseases, and other debilitating conditions. Include supplemental material.
Report of evidence in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry in the House of Representatives. DB 97433. United States Congress House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The official report from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence Republican staff detailing their findings from the impeachment inquiry investigating whether President Donald J. Trump committed impeachable offenses when he sought to have Ukraine announce investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. The Greatest Joke Book Ever, DB 96545, by Mel Green. Topics in this collection of jokes for adults includes bars, the battle of the sexes, blondes, business, cars, computers, doctors, kids, lawyers, the pearly gates, pets, religion, and sports. Some strong language. 8 minutes in the morning. A simple way to start your day that burns fat and sheds the pounds. DB 55750 by Jorge Cruz. Online fitness trainer suggests morning exercises to jumpstart the body and burn calories throughout the day. Includes routines and diet suggestions. Bestseller. The impeachment report. The House Intelligence Committee's report on its investigation into Donald Trump and Ukraine. DB 97365. The official report detailing the findings of the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment inquiry, an investigation of whether President Donald J. Trump committed impeachable offenses when he sought to have Ukraine announce investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden.
The Obesity Code, Unlocking the Secrets of Weight Loss, DB 97524, by Jason Fung. Toronto kidney disease physician explains how weight gain and obesity are driven by hormones, describes a set of lifelong habits to improve health and control insulin levels, and explains how to use intermittent fasting to break the cycle of insulin resistance and reach a healthy weight. Me, Elton John, official autobiography, DB 97053, by Elton John. Music Appreciation and History, Biography of Musicians and Composers. Memoir of the Music Legend, Born Reginald Dwight, in a London suburb, the performer soon found his soul and his style. He discusses his career and his struggles with drug addiction. Also discusses his work with AIDS charities and his relationship with husband David. The Biography of Jeffrey Dahmer, The Milwaukee Cannibal, DBC 08334, by Lamar Buck. A brief biography of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, who committed many of his crimes in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Explicit descriptions of sex and violence.
Don't forget to go beyond the book with the book Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, DB 36535. Once you read this book, call or email with your review and you may hear your words and thoughts in the next Library News Beyond the Book segment. Call Leslie at 515-452-1329 or email library@blind.state.ia.us.
Upcoming events. The Iowa Regional Braille Challenge on Saturday, February 29th will begin at 8:30 a.m. The day will include a mini Braille Challenge as well as a STEM Fest. Soar Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The library will also be open on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And look for a new D-list in March. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!